Suddenly, a big, chesty man is barreling down the aisle toward me. He wears a white apron like a butcher, and his face looks like a raw piece of meat, pinkish and maybe angry. I can't tell for sure with American faces what they are feeling, but I would say this man looks angry. I try to act like I'm old enough to be grocery shopping by myself. In a month, I'll be turning 13. Last week, a lady in the elevator at the hotel guessed I was 14. My baby face is sinking down to the past, and a new face is coming to the surface, with my grandmother's slightly turned-up nose and my father's deep-set eyes and my mother's coffee-with-milk-color skin. I guess the only thing that is all mine is the scar above my left eye, where Mundine once hit me with a pellet from a BB gun he had aimed at the sky. The man stops directly in front of my cart like a roadblock. "Do you have the money to buy all this, young lady?" His tone of voice suggests that he knows I don't. I make the mistake of looking into his glaring eyes. In their harsh light, I am sure it shows that I am not 100% certain I should be doing what I am doing. I stammer out a barely audible, "Sí, señor," too scared at the moment to be able to speak in a second language. "Don't you understand English?" he says, taking hold of my arm. I'm about to tell him I do, but already he is yanking me to the front of the store and out the opening door to the sidewalk. Some people walking by turn their heads to look. "I don't want you coming back without an adult. You hear me?" He is patting me all up and down, checking to see if I've taken something. At first, I just stand there, ashamed, submitting to his search